Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 640. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is... he might be behind me. I'm not sure where he's at. I know I did have the other room open with the window, the blinds open, so he can look out the window. So hopefully if he meows and freaks out and shit, it's in the other room, so it's, you know, muffled a bit. But he probably won't stay in there for long. I'm recording this one late again, but early, because it's early in the morning on Sunday before I normally post it when I usually record it, you know, by Saturday night. As I work this weekend, I didn't want to... I didn't want to do it on Friday night, and which a lot of times I do if I'm working Saturdays, and I got plans for Saturday. So I went to the Galleria Saturday after work, and I just didn't feel like doing a podcast. So I was like, let's push it off. Don't want to do it late at night when I'm fucking tired. I did not get much sleep Friday and Saturday. I got a little bit of sleep last night, but Thursday and Friday. So I'm doing it now, Sunday morning. I went to the Galleria yesterday with my buddy John from work. And I didn't buy another Blues jersey, but they had some good deals at the Galleria there at Macy's. Had a sale on several jerseys, but they had like an old Tarasenko with the powder blue and the yellow. It was like mainly blue. That one was like $47, but I just bought, because the other day on St. Louis Authentic's website, they had a sale on the mainly yellow jersey. It was the throwback jersey of the yellow and the powder blue. And I really dug the jersey. It didn't have a name on it, but it was like, I want to say it was like $47 on their website. After shipping and taxes, it was like $60. But I was like, fuck, I didn't really need another jersey. Didn't need to spend money on a jersey, but here we go. I bought a jersey. I got three Blues jerseys, and as I just saw before recording this, that actually the Blues head coach there, Drew Bannister, has been relieved of head coaching duties. Now Jim Montgomery has been named head coach. Because, you know, the Blues record's not great. They're not great. They're 9-12 and 1. It's pretty terrible. Pretty terrible. Montgomery's according to the 28th head coach in franchise history. The last time they relieved a coach, during the middle of the season. Or it's not quite the middle of the season, but they relieved a coach and put it in a new one. They got this little trophy called the Stanley Cup. I don't know if you've heard of it. I'm not saying history repeats itself, but it often does. And how great would that be? I mean, usually when this happens, it does not lead to a Stanley Cup victory. But the last time it happened for the Blues, it did. Just saying. I almost feel like that's, you know, a rationale for like the Blues to constantly just get rid of their coach in the season. Well, it worked for us that one season. I mean, obviously, Drew Bannister wasn't having a whole lot of luck as coach there. So, but I'm still, you know, sad. Berube, you know, the one coach that gave us the cup, you know. It's sad that, you know, he's not the coach anymore. But yeah, I did get another Blues jersey as hopefully, you know, Montgomery here can turn things around. He was spent the last two seasons with the Boston Bruins. Let's see if he can make some magic happen. As another bald guy. So they replace one bald guy, white guy with another bald white guy. Cue balls. Shouldn't have gotten rid of Berube, you know? Give him a couple more seasons, you know? I realize they didn't make the playoffs last year, but the guy, you know, of course, I mean, they got rid of so many guys from the 2019 season. There's only like, what, three or four of them left? So it's, yeah. As I determined too that talking to Shelly that I need to get an Adam Oates jersey. Of course, he played on the Blues for like three or four seasons in the 90s with one Brett Hull, as they were known as the Hull and Oates. And I do love me some Hull and Oates, the Daryl Hall and John Oates. I did, after messaging him saying I bought that jersey, I was, you know, saying, like, I need to get, I would had talked about, you know, wanting to get a Gretzky or a whole jersey with the red, yellow, and blue. And look at it. See, I was thinking if I get the Adam Oates jersey, which I don't plan on getting it right now. I thought, you know, I gotta go because I found out Shelly had the Brett Hull jersey, and I was like, well, fuck, I gotta get Oates now. If he's rocking Hull, I gotta be Oates, right? And if I'm going to do that, I need to rock me, get the full on Oates, wig and stash. I mean, I feel like it would be the best thing to do. You know, I feel like it just makes sense. To do that, and I'm looking. There's some great wigs on Amazon that look like they would be great for a John Oates, but it would be, you know, Adam Oates. I got to get Shelly to get it like a blonde wig. It'd be fantastic. The Hull and Oates. I feel like it'd be a good way to get on the Jumbotron. Like, I mean, after going to the one game and seeing all the guys that dressed as refs and, like, they were part, like, they kept showing those guys on the Jumbotron nonstop. And it was, you know, pretty fantastic, I would say. As Mr. Fox, Agent Fox Mulder is in here. Let me know what's up. He's like, hey, buddy, how's it going, man? Oh, Mr. Fox, come here, homie. Oh, he's right behind me now. As I'll try to get him to calm down. Hopefully this works. And still since that week where that one day where he managed to venture outdoors, he's been very vocal since then. and I had one week there where I was on 8-hour shifts and just worked, I didn't even work 40 because I had taken last Friday off. And so I worked less than 40 hours. And he was a little spoiled, I guess, for me being here. I guess I'm going to pause for a second and try to calm him down. All right, I open the door to the other room now. The room I rarely ever let him in. It should keep him preoccupied for at least 5 minutes. That should do me wonders. Oh man, there are some great wigs for John Oates on the web here. I mean, you know, it's still sad when I see, you know, Hall and Oates, knowing that they seem to not like each other anymore. Which, this was a strong duo for a long time. I love me some fucking Hall and Oates, and it's just sad. It's just sad, very sad. And I love Garfunkel and Oates, too. The comedy duo of Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm. Fantastic ladies. Funny shit. just looking at these people like cosplaying as Hall and Oates. And it's obvious to me that it's going to have to be done. It's going to have to be done. I'm going to have to get that Adam Oates jersey. and rock a Daryl Hall. Like, I feel like, because they do, you know, during the game, they always do the look-alike thing. They find people in the crowd that look like certain celebrities. And, you know, I'm sure I wouldn't be the first person to show up in an Adam Oates jersey dressed as John Oates. And you know, having the hole in Oates and having that magic, as man, there's just great photos of the magnificent hair those two had. I feel like, you know, that would be a perfect thing, is to have us on the Jumbotron for you know, yeah, dressing like them and, you know, looking like Hall & Oates. And it would be fantastic. And if they, you know, pulled up and man, I'd lose my shit if they had us on the Jumbotron and started playing like Private Eyes or Maneater or something. It would be so utterly fantastic. I mean, they've got to have some Hall & Oates queued up. I mean, they've got some of the biggest hits. I mean, some of the just, I mean, those two. Dude, I mean, there are so many hits by Hall & Oates. I mean, Maneater, Private Eyes are two of my favorites. You know, it's good stuff. I mean, Kiss on My List, Sarah Smile, Rich Girl. I'm trying to see, She's Gone. Holy shit, Out of Touch. She's out of touch. Losing my mind. You're out of touch. That's what you're out of touch. She's Gone. You Make My Dreams. I Can't Go for That. I mean, holy fucking shit. I mean, such good shit. Such good shit. What is considered the big? I guess Maneater. According to Wikipedia here, Maneater is like the biggest hit. But holy shit, those two had just so many bangers. And I would love, you know, just to have any of those songs playing, like, we're just showing us up on the Jumbotron would be utterly fantastic. Just completely fantastic. I love just the thought of all that shit. There's some great wigs. Fun fact, if you want to do some John Oates cosplay or Daryl Hall, which the Daryl Hall I don't think is quite as obvious if you're just as Daryl Hall. The John Oates, however, he's got a very unique look. That I mean that the John Oates, man. The John Oates look is something just amazing. It is utterly amazing. It would be so fucking fantastic to go up there and rock some John Oates for the Blues. Just slash Adam Oates, you know, because he was a great Blues player. Him with Brett Hull, you know, in that era. That was a solid era of hockey. That's a shame. It's a shame they didn't get the cup, man. They were in the playoffs every fucking year, though. They were in the playoffs every year. Just not good at the happy endings. So it's just, I can't stop looking at these pictures of Hall & Oates and people dressed like Hall & Oates. There's still all kinds of people dressing as Hall & Oates. I mean, their music is timeless. Absolutely timeless. Why these two have to separate and, you know, it seems like Daryl Hall's kind of the dick in the situation. He can sound like, oh, you know, I never needed Oates. How do you, it's fucking John Oates, man. You don't shit on John Oates. I'm just going to, you know, chalk it up to the fact that, you know, when you get old, brain rot's a real thing. Brain rot is a dangerous thing. It comes for us all eventually. If you live long enough, brain rot's going to come for you. And, you know, they were mano a mano. They were buds for a long time. Well, I don't know about buds, but they were a team for a long time. They could have hated each other from the get-go. I don't personally know. But damn, they were did a lot of shit together for a long time. Which I guess leads to people hating each other quite a while. And Agent Mulder's on the desk now. I paused again. He's in here freaking out. I thought maybe having him sit up here with me would be great. Anyway, back to, I guess, going to Galleria and such. Yeah, I didn't buy. I was able to keep myself from buying yet another jersey. Since I already bought one this week, I didn't need to buy a second one. And before hitting up the Galleria, because John wanted to go to the Galleria, he wanted to get some Christmas stuff over and stuff, which I should mention, there was a store, I don't recall the name of the store in the Galleria, but they had a lot of canvas prints, and they had, on top of the canvas prints, they had, or unrelated to the canvas prints, but they also had holograms in there, and they had one where you look to one side, it's Michael Myers. Like, in the middle, it's one Freddy Krueger. Fred Krueger, that is. Yes. All burnt to shit with his claws on his hand. And then, of course, there's a... you go all the way to the right, and boom, it's Jason motherfucking Voorhees. And, John wanted to get one for, I guess, a relative of his? Someone who was a fan of, the slasher flicks, I suppose. And they had a deal. It was one for $30, but two for $50. And they come with a frame. There's no glass over the frame, but there's like a wooden frame to put around it. So it's a nice looking frame. John had still loaned me for the last Blues game we went to. So it was like, I was like, I thought it was right, getting one. And like, he's like, here we go. Yeah, yeah, I'll get you that. So I got one of those. That was, and we had Charlie's. Was it O'Charlie's or whatever? The sandwich place in the food court. It was pretty good. Pretty good. But before we hit up the Galleria, or as GPS often says, Galleria, the St. Louis Galleria, we hit up Micro Center. That was a big thing for me. I was like, you know, if we're going to go there, Micro Center is like maybe a mile from the Galleria. Probably not even that. I'm like, I got to hit up Micro Center. And I've been running out of room on this PC as far as memory is concerned. Like, you know, they got Black Friday sales going on. I should really try to pick up another fucking hard drive. And I was just going to go for... I wanted to just go for a 2 terabyte hard drive, like double the size of, you know, like one of the hard drives I have in there. And I wasn't real certain. Like, I checked my stuff beforehand to see if I had like the right connections and stuff, like another slot available, which it looked like. It looked like I had the space for another SATA hard drive, SSD drive. I didn't want a mechanical one. I wanted the SSD, the solid state drive. And there was another slot. I had cables for it. It takes 2 cables. There's one that hooks up to the motherboard and one that hooks up to the power supply. And I went and bought. I had seen when I got to the store, I'd kind of looked on their website before going to kind of get an idea of what they had. And when getting in there, I saw the 2 terabyte one that I was looking at on their website. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to get that. It was like $100 for 2 terabytes SSD drive. Like, that's a pretty decent deal, I thought. And then, but right next to it, for $200, there was a 4 terabyte hard drive, which, man, you can get like 8, like 9 terabytes now in a hard drive. But they get ridiculous expensive for those, that high of a hard drive, big of one, for an SSD. I mean, you're looking at like $600 to like $900, or you know, it gets pretty crazy for those, fairly large ones, you know. You're going to pay for the big one, you know what I'm saying? but I stood there and looking at it like, fuck, I didn't really want to spend $200 on the hard drive. But I was like, damn it. I was like, man, like that's just so much more space. And I wanted to put some more VR porn in it. Let's be real. I wanted to get some more VR porn. And if, you know, the new Trump administration coming in does get, you know, a lot of their wish list from Project 2025, if they're able to do away with porn and stuff, make that shit illegal, that stuff I might have to, you know, I'm going to want to have all that stuff on hand. I don't, you know, going on streaming porn will be a thing of the past. So having a hard drive just full of VR porn could save my life, I figure, from going like completely insane. Which, to be fair, like I've already got like almost a full terabyte of VR porn. I don't really need any more VR porn, but there's so much good VR porn out there, you know what I'm saying? And if it does become illegal at some point, which I feel like I don't know. There's a lot of money going around in the porn industry, and I think it'll be a real fight to make that illegal. I mean, obviously, of course, it could happen, but I could not have access. They may not be able to legally make VR porn, at least in the United States. As Agent Mulder needs to calm down.
Calm down, buddy. Where the hell are you at?
Oh, he's right under me again. he's freaking out. I think because there's a truck outside, and he's like, "What's going on out there? What's going on?" As he might bite the shit out of me again. Anyway, yeah. So I got the drive. I went with the 4 terabyte, the $200 one, and upon getting it home last night. Another reason why, you know, I didn't have time to do a podcast last night, but I got a Crucial, this is the brand, the BX500. Honestly, I don't know if that's a good brand or not. I'm not familiar with the brand. but I mean, 4 terabytes. I was pretty excited about that, you know. And I don't know. I really, honestly, don't know if the speeds are better than the one I currently use in there, the SATA hard drive. Not really sure. Not sure. But I wasn't really too worried about speeds. Again, it's just VR porn, you know. which honestly, I don't remember if it's the what M.2 or whatever they call the other type of SSD. My brain doesn't remember that, but I've got one of those in there, and that one, I don't remember if that one's my boot drive or it's the SATA one. I think if you do the M.2 or whatever, that they actually boot faster, which this PC does boot pretty fast. anyway, so yeah, I'm not really sure on that. But when I got it home, unfortunately, upon further inspection, I, of course, unplugged everything, killed the power, unplugged it, and I opened up the tower, and I blew it out. I gave it a good blow job, because that's what you do. When you insert new things, you want to give it a good blow. And I found, you know, I got did a couple alcohol wipes, some swabs to get rid of some extra dust and some spots and such. And because I figure if I'm going to bother to open it up, and I should clean it. And so, yeah, I did that. And I did realize that upon, of course, further inspection, that apparently the cord that I thought, the two cords that were like by the spot there, for the slot for the SSD drive there, neither of them were for the for hooking up an SSD drive. I'm not sure what type of cords those were, but it wasn't what I needed. Not what I needed. And so I ended up just putting, well, like I looked around and I found a cord that was hooked up on the board. I found on the motherboard where the smaller cable is supposed to hook up. Because the smaller cable, it's got two cables. One cable hooks up to your motherboard, the other one to your power supply. And I did see that, of course, that, you know, there was an extra cable that was hooked up to that board. Although there is a mechanical hard drive in there too, which I feel like maybe that was hooked. I don't think that uses it. Maybe it uses the same cable. But I did not see where that other cable went to. There's not a whole lot of room for the cables for the power supply in that tower. And so it was kind of hard to fish around in there, and I didn't take off the back panel initially. But anywho, yeah, I ended up finding, of course, yeah, where the spot was at least to plug it in on the motherboard. And I had my old tower because, of course, my buddy Pee-wee had upgraded me with a PC, hooking me up with his ex's old, the tower that he had built for her. And unfortunately, when she passed, he got it back. And like so he had given it to me. And anyway, so yeah, I had the old tower back there for my old CyberPower PC, and it is basically, you know, it's got everything in there except for the hard drives. So I went ahead and put on the old the hard drives in when we swap towers, basically. They put my hard drives from that computer. Well, I had one hard drive, and then I had, of course, added a hard drive when... well, hell, I don't know when I... Maybe I put... I think maybe I already had the two hard drives before switching towers. Anyway, either way, I had a tower in the back room that doesn't have any fucking SSD drives in it. And so I'm like, I got cables in there for SSD drives. And I was like, well, I might as well just fucking use that damn cable. I knew there was at least one cable in there that I could use. So I just went ahead and pulled the cable out of there and used that for rocking the SSD drive in there. There was two cables I could use, so I pulled one of those out for the smaller cable, and I was able to, you know, of course, hook that up to the motherboard inside the new tower, but again, I couldn't find, once I finally did take out the back panel for the newer tower there, and got into the power supply unit, and I couldn't find another cord for it, unfortunately, the big slot. And then I looked up that specific power supply and realized, oh, no, there's only one connection for that. So, unfortunately, I am not able to hook up another SATA SSD. And so what I I'm able to do, though, I can I ordered a SSD cable to, or it's a cable that's SSD to USB. So you can take an internal SSD and hook it up through a USB slot. It essentially becomes an external hard drive, but the point of it is that with that, I can now... which I won't get it, unfortunately, till Monday. I ordered it off Amazon, so I got to wait a couple of days before I can do this. But, you know, of course, I can hook it up to my PC, the hard drive, without installing it, and copy my hard drive that I'm now going to switch out, which I had kind of figured when I bought it. I thought that there was a good chance. I wasn't 100% sure that it would work. I wasn't sure. I thought I had the right connections, but I wasn't sure if it would interfere with the other hard drive if I had two of the SATAs going on and stuff. I just wasn't sure. I know that, you know, some components in a computer can, like, interfere with other ones and make things a little difficult to work properly. Like, with RAM, you can't do, like, I mean, you can... Most motherboards nowadays, I think, have up to like 4 slots of RAM. But you can't just put like multiple, like in each slot, put like different brands. You can't do that. Some, from what I understand, sometimes it'll work. Or it'll have like one that'll read, and then the other, like it just doesn't work. It's not good. The shit doesn't work well together. You got to buy like the same RAM. Installed like the same shit. So, you know, I knew there was a possibility of this not going down well. But hey, I mean, I spent $200. I basically saved $50 on this, because looking at the price tag that's originally on this this hard drive is $250, and so I got like $50 off. That's a good deal for 4 terabytes. And so essentially, the drive that I'm going to swap it out in there is 1 terabyte. So I am increasing my space by 3 terabytes. That's a lot of VR porn. And you know, I could put another video game or two on there. So that's pretty exciting. Unfortunately, I just got to wait till Monday to like try it out. Again, I didn't bother to like look up speeds and stuff to really know how well it's going to work. But yeah,
I feel pretty confident. I didn't fuck anything up. I did try to hook those cords up, the cords that I thought were the right cords. One of them clearly wasn't. The smaller one I could clearly tell by looking at the inside of it. Like, oh, that is not the right cord. But the other one looked like it might be the right cord even after when I got back home and looked at it. I was like, oh, yeah, that looks like it might connect to that. And I tried to stick it on there and was like, this clearly isn't working. Tried not to really force it on there because I didn't want to break the shit. I didn't null and void my $200. It doesn't look like I fucked up the teeth on the hard drive. I don't see any damage to it, so I feel pretty confident it's still going to work. I just got, once I get that that cable, I should be good to go. So I'll be able to, man, I don't know, I think I mentioned it on the podcast, but I had an issue with my MetaQuest 2, my VR headset, that it just kept locking up. It kept like flashing and I couldn't like get into anything. Like I tried restarting the damn thing. I tried soft reset, a hard reset, and like it just wouldn't work. But eventually I was like, fuck. I have to do, I guess, try a factory reset. And I did that, and it was working. But, you know, it deleted everything off there. It was a real pisser. And then I had to refigure out how I had... well, thankfully, like, because I have some of the stuff on my PC, and then I connect it to my PC, that I was able to put some of the stuff on, back on there fairly easily. But there's, the thing I use to connect all my VR porns on my PC, which maybe I shouldn't be admitting to. If they make this illegal and they want to come after my shit, they're going to know right where to to find the possibly contraband in the future. I think I'm pretty far down on the enemies list. Though, again, if they're going alphabetically, I'm fucked. As I go on the names off there, like, we know this dude has a cachet of VR porn. And he's, it just so happens we're going alphabetically. We're going after him first. But yeah, there have to, I use this program called HearSphere that rocks on the VR headset. And I had to go through some shit. If you go to one of the VR porn sites, I think that's pretty much all of them suggest you to get the HearSphere app and put that on your MetaQuest or whatever fucking headset you're using. And I don't remember exactly how to get that, but if you go to one of their sites, it'll tell you how to download HearSphere and all that good stuff, and then walk you through the whole process. But you have to create a SMB share network on there once you get the HearSphere, and then put your IP address and the folder path to where you're going to steer it in there. And I don't know exactly how IP addresses work, honestly, but, you know, I wasn't, you know, working on web development there for a while, but I didn't get that involved in IP addresses. But for some reason, sometimes my IP address changes. I'm not sure why. I haven't moved in over 3 years. It'll be 4 years next May that I've been in the penthouse here. And, I had to, because I did the factory reset, I had to fucking, figure out my IP address again. And, it took a while to find out how the SMB share worked again. It was kind of a process. And, make sure you got to have your right permissions on to share things and whatnot on your files. I made it way harder than it had to be. I don't know why. But Yeah, I was able to reconnect that. And I have, right now, I have a decent amount of the VR porn. I don't think I'm going to have a full 4 terabytes of it. I think I might end up with 2, though. I might end up with 2. Which is an awful lot. That is an awful lot of porn. See, I never would have thought before getting before I got the VR headset, I wasn't saving porn at all anymore. Like, why do that? I wasn't even watching that much porn, honestly. And because to me, it just seems silly to do so when you have streaming porn. It's like, you want to watch porn, just pull up Pornhub. But again, man, once that VR headset was in my hands, I realized, oh, this is a new world. And if you're gonna, you can watch VR porn on like Pornhub or ePorner.com. And the ePorner, you can get better quality shit. But it's not the greatest quality. And also, it's, even with a really good internet connection, I think some of it has to do with the sites themselves. But it doesn't want to stream that well sometimes, you know? Especially if you're doing higher quality stuff. But if you pay the money to go to one of the sites, you know, just do like a month membership to one of the VR porn, like Badoink or something. And you can just like download as much as you fucking want. And if you stream it off their site, they have a much better connection. But again, it's high quality. It's even with a really strong internet connection, when you're doing a high quality video that's like 7K or 8K, they get, you know, pretty crazy quality these days. It can be a bit laggy. So, you know, if you have the file saved, it's going to play a lot better. Just saying. Save the VR porn, I think is what I'm going after. Save it to your computer. Unless, of course, you know, the feds, when it comes down that it is illegal, when it comes down that is illegal, you know, and you might want to, I mean, I don't know, bury your hard drive. I can take that hard drive out pretty easy. I know which one it is. I can pop it out. I've got places I can hide things. I've got a prison wallet. Although that hard drive might be a little difficult to fit up my ass. It's but anyway, yeah. It's a good time to buy another hard drive right now. I mean, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that is a good fucking time to do so. And you know, I didn't even get into the fact that, I mean, I'm getting near the end of this. It's of course Thanksgiving next Thursday, and of course Black Friday the day after. I'm gonna get my eat on, as I'm sure everybody else is, and gonna enjoy some turkey. Which I'm not a big turkey fan, but I love most. You know, I'll eat it, especially with some gravy and stuff. It's not my go-to meat. You know, I prefer a big ham. I'm a swine guy. If I'm going to go with that, you know, big Christmas ham, that's some good shit. But, I mean, turkey can be good. But, you know, I love me some stuffing, some pumpkin pie, sweet potato casserole. I mean, there's some just classics that I am just a big fan of with Thanksgiving. It's getting way harder for me to overeat, though. Like, it just, the older I get, the more it just makes me feel like I'm going to die if I overeat. So, like, there's, you know, I can't do what I've done in years past for Thanksgiving. I can't eat till I black out. That's just not good. And I'll feel like shit for a couple days after when I overeat now. It's not pleasant. I still end up doing it. From time to time, but I'm getting better to realize, like, okay, I can't eat that much anymore. That's fucking, there's no point to it. It's not doing any favors for my body to overeat. even if like I do enjoy, you know, the taste of things and like eating it for a while, the pleasure doesn't last long enough to justify the hell I'm going to pay for it. So I'm going to enjoy the food for Thanksgiving, but I'm going to attempt not to feel like death for the couple of days afterwards. Thankfully, you know, I'm only working 3 days next week, so that's exciting to have a 4-day weekend. And looking forward to that for sure. Looking forward to that. Hopefully, you know, it won't be too much longer before I hit up another Blues game. I should be having quite a bit of time off in December. I don't know exactly what days yet. I mean, I know I'm off for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and like New Year's Eve and such, but they usually close down for usually like a solid week in December, but they haven't fully said for sure yet. So, and Blues games, I was hoping to go to one during the week because they're cheaper games. And it'd be a day where I'm off work the next day. Now, fortunately, most of the games of December are away games. So finding that perfect sweet spot in just the right days is a little tricky. But, of course, you can get a lot better deals. Oh, I should mention, too, like when I bought that new throwback jersey I got was on sale. That was when they announced the Winter Classic jerseys, man. Oh, I was a fan of the jersey, or I am a fan. Not a fan of the price tag, which is like $240, $250, something like that. Like I can't drop that kind of cash on one. But the Winter Classic game is going on. I want to say is it December or January? I want to say it's in December, but it's in Chicago at Wrigley Field. Like, that'd be really fucking cool to go see that. I don't have the money to go to Chicago, and also the tickets to the game are like $250 for the cheapest ones. But damn, that'd be a totally tight experience. Like it's not a real. It's kind of, from our stand, the jersey's kind of like a bit of a throwback to, I think, like early thoughts of, like, the jerseys. So, like, some early designs and whatnot. And I kind of like it. It's the blue notes just, like, on the sleeve. But I like alternate jerseys and having, like, throwback jerseys and stuff. And so, you know, I like having like the look of the Winter Classic, and they have like the Winter Classic patch on there. It's kind of nice. I'm surprised it took me this long actually to get into hockey jerseys. Cause you know, I've been a fan of hockey, but like not like hardcore fan of hockey to where like, you know, my life revolves around it. But, I've always like been aware of what's going on with the Blues. It wasn't until, you know, the last couple of years really that I got into like going to the games, and like this season already I've been to two, and I'm going to at least one more, if not like three or four more. But after getting like one jersey, and I'm not a big clothes guy in general, so, and it's not like I'm wearing jerseys all the fucking time. I wore my new jersey yesterday because they were playing in New York. They lost, which I guess led to the coach getting fired. But they played the Islanders. And yeah, so I felt cool enough to wear it yesterday because, of course, they had a game. I wasn't going to the game, but they were playing. But it's kind of nice having jerseys in the cold days. To wear that, they help warm you a little bit, and but yeah, the only time I would wear it is for games and when it's a bit colder out. And I mean, I have the St. Pat's Day one, so that one just works on St. Pat. I mean, it gives me something cool to wear on St. Pat's. whether or not I'm going to a game or if there is even a game that day. This year, they're not playing on St. Pat's. It's, I think, the 16th they're playing. But it is a home game. And so I imagine I will. I'm going to try to go to that one. I don't have tickets to it yet. But I would imagine I will be going to that game as well. I mean, that game, I definitely, I don't know when I'll be getting a Adam Oates jersey. I don't want to pay full price. And I don't know. I don't think I've seen, I can order them online. I know that. I don't think I've seen an Adam Oates Adam Oates jersey like at a store. Maybe I have. I mean, you see the Gretzky's in the holes all the time, all the time. But I haven't seen like an Adam Oates. And if I'm going to get the Oates, I got to have the red, yellow, and blue of that era. I got to rock that. I mean, and that's the one that Shelly's got of the hole. So, I mean, we got to match. If we're going to hole and Oates this thing, we got to be a team here. I mean, I could put Oates' number name on, you know, one of my blanks, like the St. Pat's or the, which it would be wrong to do on the St. Pat's. If I'm going to put anybody's name, it's got to be an Irish name, like O'Reilly, you know. He was the captain, well, it wasn't quite the captain when they won the cup. He was the captain, I guess, the next season. But because Petrangelo was the captain when we won the cup, if I'm not mistaken. But a bunch of former Blue Notes. but I mean, if I was, again, I was going to put a name on a fucking St. Pat's jersey, it's got to be O'Reilly. Anyway. Yeah, I thought about, though, I can't put the Adam Oates on, and it was like, man, I thought about putting the blank when I, putting the name on the blank when I ordered it, because I could do that, but it was an extra $150, which defeats the purpose of buying a jersey on sale. But there is, like, stores I believe I can take it to and or just, like, send it to places and have names put on it. It's probably, again, going to be like $150 or whatever. So in the future, I could decide if I had some cash, some extra cash laying around, that I could get a name put on there. But again, Oates on that jersey, just can't. I don't see myself doing that. It's got to be. I think, you know, I'm a fan of a lot of Blues goalies, but like one of my favorite, I mean, Binnington, I guess, has got to be my favorite now. I mean, he was the one goalie. Well, I mean, they had two goalies. They had Jake Allen and Binnington. But Benner, he might have the win record for Blues goalies now. Last I knew, he was like two wins away. But I'm not sure if he was in goal for the wins or like they won the game before last. I know that. Yeah, I'm not sure if he has the record yet or not. He was within like two. Two wins from taking that lead. But I mean, the Blues have had so many great goalies. But, you know, past Bennington, I mean, Elliott was, I was a big fan of Elliott. And just because mainly I liked talking like E.T. when saying Elliott, like, Elliott. Unfortunately, I never did go see a game with Brian Elliott in goal. But, I mean, when they had Elliott and Yaroslav Halak, man, that was, I think, the best tandem of goalies. I mean, Jake Allen was good. And, of course, I mean, they fucking won the cup when they had that duo. But I think the best fucking tandem that the Blues ever had was Halak and Elliott. And I thought Elliott was just phenomenal. I mean, he had some great shutouts with the Blues. Great shutouts. And I think, you know, that's the ultimate for a goalie, is to have, you know, shutouts, man. If you're just king of, like, getting shutouts, that's not just the goalie. I mean, that's, if you got a good defensive line, you know, they're helping block the goals and such. So, I mean, it's a team effort on that part. And if you got shit defensemen and they're hitting, and hell, you guys on offense aren't keeping the puck in enemy territory enough, Because it's just a number percentage-wise. Usually the team that has more shots on goal is going to be the team that ends up winning, scoring more goals and winning. So keeping it away from the goalie is big. But, I mean, shutouts, man, that's I think that's a big sign. And just save percentage. And shutouts, that's high stuff. And Elliott was the man. I felt he got shafted in the playoffs. Like getting benched for was it Ryan Moore? Whoever they got rid of Halak for, which was just a sad time. That duo, holy fuck, how it's just sad that they could not win. I mean, there was so many great Blues teams, but when you got those guys are just so fucking good in goal, and Elliott came back fairly recently to be a scout for a goaltending, which I was cool to hear that, you know, he was back involved with the Blues organization because just a fan, you know. He's only like 39, I think. So I think he might have actually gone back to playing this season. Not in the Blues, obviously. But, oh, man, that'd be great. Though I feel, you know, was it Hofer? The other goalie they have, he seems to be he's played all right from the games that I've seen. I haven't watched every game, but he seems promising. I mean, the last game I went to, I think Bennington was goal actually, but like it might have been Hofer. They lost like 8-1, of course, to the Capitals. But I mean, Ovechkin. I mean, Ovechkin is on his way to breaking Gretzky's record. I mean, if you're going to get fucked over by, like, just get your ass handed to you by a team, I mean, it might as well be the Capitals. I mean, you don't want it to be, like, the worst team in the league or something. You want it to be a high-scoring good team. But, yeah, as I was saying, if I'm going to get a name on that throwback one, I think it'd be Elliott. I have a Benner jersey. I have a Bennington jersey with the cup patch on it. You know, I just love me some Elliott. And if I were to go wear the Elliott jersey, if I had the Elliott jersey and wore it to a game, I feel like I might have to dress like E.T. Or have somebody with me dress up like E.T. as I'm wearing an Elliott jersey, you know. That, I think, is one of the great... I haven't really partaken in that part of the experience of going to a hockey game or, I guess, any sports games. But, I mean, it's another reason to dress up. I'm a fan of, you know, dressing up and getting crazy stuff. So, you know, I need to partake in that in some manner. So, you know, doing the Hall & Oates would be fantastic for me. It's like having another Halloween, you know? And you can tell, like, the people that go and dress up at these events and shit like that are just having a blast, that they're really getting into it, you know. And I admire that and am jealous of that. So expect me to, at some point, get a little bit more involved with costumes at hockey games. I think this is a must thing. It must happen. Or I'll just, like, I'll blue man group it. I'll paint my face blue. I'll have to get a bunch of blue face paint. Try my hand at painting a blue. I feel like painting a blue on myself is going to be difficult. I might have to have somebody that's good at painting. I don't know that anybody I know personally that would be able to paint a blue note well on me. It'd be pretty sweet to paint my face blue. I can't imagine, like, you know, because when I go to a gas station and there's a Blues game going on, you know, I always get asked, like, when I'm rocking the jersey and the hat, like, you going to the game? And I'm looking, yeah. It'd be great to go to a gas station and have my face blue, be all blued out. All blown. And then have the question, like, you going to a game? I just want to be like that and be like, no, I'm just pretty excited that there's a game. I better be going to a game if I've got, you know, my face painted blue and rocking all of that. That would be terrible if and yet something I would totally do. you got to start wondering about people if they're rocking like, you know, Blues jersey or whoever's jersey, and it's not a game night, and they got their full on face paint, and you'd be like, what is this dude doing? Is he going to go assassinating somebody? Is this what is this person doing? That's some kind of, you know, sketchy territory. That's some sketchy behavior. I don't plan on doing it on a non game night, at least, you know. Probably, you know, I might wear a jersey outside of a game night. definitely not. Don't plan on painting the face and going that far outside of going to a game. I'd paint myself blue would be pretty great. you got to be like hard. I mean, that's taking like fandom to another level, though. I mean, I feel like I got to be more boisterous and stuff if I'm going to be like all painted up and shit. And people are going to ask me a lot of questions I better have answers to. You know, I better know the record, the exact record of the team, who's got the most goals and that sort of thing currently. I better be able to like riddle off some stats, you know. I feel like I better be all-knowing, so I feel like I better bone up on that stuff before, like, going all-in on that. I better know all the names of the coaching staff, the doctor, the team doctor. It's, because I feel like I'm going to get quizzed if I do that. Probably not, but I feel like I got to be able to, you know, I better know all the rules. I better know exactly how icing works. And if they calls that the refs make, I better know what hooking is, not referred to what your mother does. You know what I'm saying? So I think if I go that route, I mean, I better be on my game at the game. You don't dick around when you're cosplaying at the game. You better know your shit. Which I'm I've been pretty much a passive fan. Like, I know a lot of stuff about the Blues, but I don't know everything about the Blues. I don't watch every game. Which, that's going to have to change if I'm going that hardcore. That's, I better really, literally bleed blue at that point. It better be what happens. So, I got to make that happen somehow. But, I guess I'm good here. I do need to start doing laundry and go to the grocery store and that, all that fun shit. So I guess, as always, that is akin to wheelchair, not a trash can.